Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Valentine's Day sale at New York Jewelry Greensboro.
Back at it.
Yeah, we back at it, baby. I'm trying to get excited now because Roxy got us on this mellow thing all day today. I don't know what's going on.
102.
Here come the heat.
Jams.
Seven minutes after 6 o'clock, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio, and I'm not going to hold y'all. Yesterday, I checked out the 3 Live Rewind, and 24 hours ago from this moment, Roxy, you were in a bad mood. Your hair was falling out. You didn't know what to do with yourself. You were pleading to the ladies.
Yeah.
In these last 24 hours, has your situation changed? Are you in much better spirits?
I'm in much better spirits, but my situation has not changed. And it won't change until I go to the hairdresser today.
So maybe that's why you wanting us to be in a jazzful mood today?
Yeah. I need to mellow out. I need to mellow out.
Well, maybe you need to jazz it up.
Well played.
I need to do both, Drink.
Well played.
Okay. I need to do both.
So does this mood fit you? Is this what you're talking about when you... Can we stay in this pocket right here? Do you like this?
Yeah, I like this.
So this fits what you want to do today?
Yeah, it mellows me out.
Oh, mellow me out too.
Sort of like a wind down Wednesday, y'all. Okay? Getting ready to attack the back end of this week.
Yeah, like I attacked the back end of that bra strap right about now when that music playing. So
why does this move? Why does this music get you in that mood?
I don't know. What is this deal?
Them two latches get gone quick. Back of that bra. Right hand better than the left hand.
He ain't never even set the mood with this kind of music.
Never. You've never brought a, you've never brought a female to the crib and threw on that.
What is this? Because I ain't set myself
Kenny
up.
G.
I'm not set myself up.
You never had that Kenny G playing romantically in the background.
I done had that Anita Baker playing.
That ain't what we talking about.
We talking about this Kenny.
Dang. No, I ain't fooling
that sax.
Oh.
No. No, I mean, it's at the 6 o'clock. Almost went left. Hey, we're having a great day today. It's like a wind down Wednesday. Is that what we call it in the rock? Do you even have a name?
No, we're not.
She does. She ain't got no wine.
What we call it?
Nothing.
It's Wednesday
just
with jazz.
Let it be.
We got water. Water Wednesday.
Water Wednesday with jazz.
I got drip on the floor and it's getting nasty. He ain't.
I woke up a couple meal on my
14 minutes. Check that 15 minutes after 6 o'clock. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio this morning, baby.
We were all waiting, or at least I know I was, waiting for Megan Thee Stallion to clear up. What was going on with G-Eazy? Why was you laid up in the bed with him kissing? And then later on, why was you all in the club, all on him, dancing and carrying on? What was the deal, Meg?
Letting them all in your personal space.
Letting them all in the personal space. So she gets on Twitter to clarify. She says, LOL, all right, now y'all got all y'all jokes out, but I'm not effing G-Eazy. Then one of the hotties responded and said, so why was he sucking the makeup off your right cheek like that, hottie?
Facts.
And she responded, he like Fenty, shrug emoji.
Nah, he like that... You know what he like.
Watch yourself.
It's a 6 o'clock hour.
Watch yourself.
It's a 6 o'clock hour. I don't let it ride in the 8 o'clock hour. But 6 o'clock hour, you know what it is.
So, there's that, I reckon.
Whatever,
somebody,
man.
You know somebody what I'm saying? Said, do G-Eazy know?
Yeah, because he's, legit. G-Eazy posting like that's bae.
Fact. He did, didn't he?
Yes.
Just out there putting, let me go to G-Eazy. I didn't go to G-Eazy page to see if he had said anything
further. He's going
to
post on WCW
his
today.
His last post was just a picture of her.
See?
The last time I looked, and it's still just a picture of her.
With a little heart right there for the caption, ain't it?
Yeah, 4 heart emojis.
Mm-hmm. What, bro? Why are you shaking your head now?
She turned into a clown.
Dang.
Turn into a clown. Just doing stuff. Just like
Roxy, is she turning into a clown? Stuff.
I don't want to say my girl's turning into a clown, but I do want to say that video was very clownish. I didn't like it when I saw it. I was like, what is she doing? What is she doing?
You don't like her with G-Eazy?
No.
Why not?
I just don't. They don't even look good together.
They're not a good unit.
No. He's sitting there all scrawny.
Yeah.
With that hard part on the side of his head. I don't like his swag.
Hey, you saying, what was it, American Pie? When they had the little skinny white dude with the big black chick in the movie.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's what they said.
That's what it was.
Hey, they put that picture
saw
in the net.
17 minutes after 6, y'all. Good morning. It's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. 3 Live Crew on your radio. Give me that nice vibe this Wednesday morning. January the 5th.
You know how many programs I done walked out with music playing like this? All right, did you all? Get the hell up out of there.
At the Battalion.
What?
I like this one. This is a good wed reception right here on that sax. Hey, are y'all ready for Saturday? That's what I want to ask y'all. Do you have your bibs and stuff?
I told you I got my stuff already.
I don't have anything. You know?
I even got me a good black Nike toboggan.
You already got all of this?
I already had it. I got a toboggan for Christmas. I got my North Face. Remember when I got my North Face? And I had my bib I bought from Target last year already, from last year. I knew I done got my money's worth.
My boy ready.
This trip right here, that means, second year wearing that bib, got that money's worth from Target.
I don't have anything.
Man? What are we going to do?
I don't know.
You know, that's how she going to come up here Saturday morning. I didn't have time. I didn't go do nothing. You gonna do the same thing.
When we get down there, they give us a bib, but they don't give us no coat, right?
Yes.
Do they give us a coat, too?
Yes, you can rent a coat and
you
bib.
You can rent a coat, too. Okay, and the bib. Just making sure. But not gloves.
Not gloves.
I don't think I've
ever seen gloves, either. I have some gloves.
You already got your own gloves.
Yeah, I got me.
I want to get some goggles, too.
So you just keep adding things to the list.
I just got some Ray-Ban. You already got shades. Just use your Ray-Ban.
You keep adding things to the list.
That don't mean nothing worth of nothing. You got to get in necessities first. Keep yourself warm and dry, boy.
They're going to have those, though. They're going to have the bibs and the jackets. So they can handle that. So I can jump out there and grab some gloves and some daggone.
Just get you some gloves somewhere. Don't worry about no goggles. Now.
Why are you jealous of me getting my goggles?
He's not even going to get them.
Because he know you're not going to do it.
What?
He know you're just saying stuff.
Y'all don't know nothing.
Yes, we do.
No, y'all don't, Carla. I don't just be saying stuff.
Yes, you do.
I follow through.
All right.
Sometimes.
Most times.
More often, more not than often.
What? You know what, man? It be your own people, man.
In reference to getting goggles, you're not following through. That's what we talking about.
Is that what we're talking
in
about?
In reference to goggles.
Solely to goggles in this conversation, I'm not following through.
Yeah.
You let me find a good deal on some goggles.
See, here we go. Now you got to find
now
a good
he gonna
deal.
Find, oh, oh, like
now
he,
you got
to
find
like
a
he
good
gonna
deal.
Like he going to go find. Now he got to go find.
So I said, let me just come to me.
No! Falling out no air.
You don't know that. Look at these phones. Somebody might have some goggles right now. Look at that. Now you're jealous.
On today's edition of Did You Know? Did you guys know that last night Donald Trump delivered his third State of the Union address?
Yes.
I didn't show.
Didn't know.
I didn't know that till this morning.
Really? Yeah.
Did you watch any of it?
Nah, my Fire Stick was tripping. Wouldn't even log in and let me see nothing. I was upset a little bit. Just went ahead and watched another episode of All American.
So you ain't got cable?
Nah.
You just rock with the Fire Stick?
I'm just out here Fire Sticking.
Word?
Yep.
How's that working out for you?
Very well, I might say. Very dog.
Yeah. Like I got a homie that does that.
Apparently, I wasn't supposed to watch it last night, Rock. I'm doing a show. 102 Jams, 31 minutes away from 7 o'clock, which means about 36 minutes away from putting you on the party bus to go to 3 Live Ski Fest.
Right now, this Geico commercial is being broadcast across the...
It's 6:37, 23 minutes, and it will be 7 o'clock, man. That's that NLE Chopper, Shadow Flow. We are showing a sneak preview for that movie, The Photograph. On next Wednesday. Still, anybody seen a trailer to find out what it's about?
No.
To the phones. Phone's been OD this morning. Folks, you want to talk to us? What's on your mind?
Now, y'all, I don't know. I'm just tuning in for the morning. Have y'all already talked about the Scribble Bowl? Or I don't know if y'all can talk about all the girls that said they didn't get paid.
Hold on. Hit me now. What happened at the Scribble Bowl?
It was a QC Scribble Bowl. Mm-hmm. All the QC artists. And they had $1 million to throw. The floor was covered. And I guess all the scribbles from all around came and bought one-way tickets because there's a video showing the next day all of them just sitting in the venue on top of their luggage looking sad, no way to get home.
Yep. Right.
I'm sorry,
and
man.
Then Cardi B got online to try to explain. She can't even say 1,000. She's saying Quavo threw 50,000.
Shut up,
somebody
man.
250,000.
How does coming to a Cardi bad session from you? Wait, I want to go back to the strippers that stuck on their luggage at the club. So they clean up all the money after they get through dancing, and then they just don't get their tip out? They don't get their payout?
They ain't get no good shit.
They say the girls didn't get nothing. They signed. I was on QC, his live, now his story, and you heard the DJ come on in the club saying, Scribble, do not pick up the money.
Dang.
There was like some little contract that was posted with the story where, like, it had some weird rules. Like,
oh, yeah, I seen that.
Like, you in there stripping, but the contract said you couldn't pick up the money. And, it's just weird. So, nobody was happy with what they got paid.
Nobody was.
No.
I was reading comments on one of the posts, and some female said the same thing happened last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't the same thing happen last year? They was talking about this stripper bowl and some strippers didn't get
and
paid.
Shenanigans. Yeah,
shenanigans with the pay.
Yeah.
Dang. You got hustled again. How y'all let it happen to y'all twice, strippers? Y'all ain't got no underground railroad where y'all talk to each other about stuff like this? That's stupid.
Chasing the bag.
Dang. And P tried to jump out there and separate himself from
it. What'd he say, Rock?
But he can't.
What'd he say, Rock?
He put up a message on his story.
Because, wait, this is a QC. This is a quality control event.
Yes, QC. Yeah. QC Stripper Bowl.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So he said, to all the dancers that was at the party last night, please understand that we don't own clubs or venues. Mm-mm. We don't control or make the rules of how many girls dance, who split or pay out, how much money gets stolen. I personally know a lot of money was thrown between our camp, and you all know this. We don't do contracts with dancers. Sorry for any confusion that went on, but that's out of our control. We will get better the next time we do this fun event.
The next time, I already let y'all know we're bringing it back to screw y'all a third year.
Ciao.
It's 6:44, y'all, 16 minutes away from 7 a.m. And yes, we do have that Black History Month edition coming up at around 6:51. So make sure you're here for that. 16 minutes again, it will be 7 o'clock. This is 102 Jams.
Jay-Z is clarifying whether or not he and Beyonce were silently protesting while sitting down during the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
That Tammy lady think they were.
They were not. Mm. Jay-Z was speaking at Columbia University yesterday, and he was asked during the Q&A session, were you doing some type of protest? Did you and Beyonce plan that? And Jay-Z said, no, we actually weren't. Sorry. He went on to say that, he and Roc Nation, they planned everything. The national anthem, Yolanda Adams, the halftime show. And so he said he was just in artist mode. He said that he was watching Demi Lovato sing the national anthem, and that's all he was focused on. You know, how she was singing it, the mic levels, were there too many speakers around, like exactly what was going on in that moment. He said that there was no protest on his mind or Beyonce's mind at all. He said that prior to the national anthem being sang, he and Beyonce, they were in deep conversation about the show and what people could expect coming forward or going forward. And then Demi Lovato came out, and he says simply they just forgot to say, and they weren't really thinking about it. He also said that he didn't think it would, get that much attention. But for those of you that were wondering, no, he was not trying to protest, and neither was Beyonce.
What say you, Drunk? Look like you got something you really want to say about this. You're very, very animated over there.
Danced a little bit.
You danced a little bit.
Sit there and say it. No, I didn't want to stand for it. I don't care if I did coordinate it. That don't mean I got to stand for it.
It's hard for me to agree with we forgot to stand.
Yeah.
Like, we're so trained
Yeah,
to stand.
When you don't stand on purpose.
And when you don't stand, you feel awkward.
Because everybody else is standing.
Everybody around you is standing. You're not in that. You're not that focused on the speakers and the performance that you totally blocked out.
But in their defense, in the video that TMZ dropped, like, it looked like everybody around them was also sitting.
Really?
Like, yeah, a lot of people that you can see in the video, they were still sitting as well.
Okay.
So, you know, one of the reactions that people had when TMZ put the video out was, why y'all ain't talking about everybody else is sitting?
Mm.
Yeah, Jay-Z and Beyonce are sitting, but what about that little old white lady in front of them that's also sitting?
Mm.
Like, there are other people sitting.
Mm-hmm. I give you that.
And why can't they sit?
14 minutes, it'll be 7
o'clock. They showed a video of Donald Trump while they was playing. He up there flinging and just making gestures while the anthem is playing and all that. Why can't they see it?
I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with a hole. Acting shady. You will always be my baby.
How you gonna say you wanna get that man out the picture and then say you never acting shady, Bit Rock?
He never acting shady to her. To her.
9 minutes, man. It'll be 7 a.m. 9 minutes, and it'll be 7 a.m. 3 Live Crew on your radio, and it is Black History Month. And for Black History Month, you know how the 3 Live Crew does it. Instead of, you know, give you a bunch of fun facts about John Washington Carver and
George
Washington Carver and Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X and Sojourner Truth, we like to hear from the younger demographic. See who it is that they're looking up to. And parents out there that are allowing their children to do this, listen versus direct. I had a situation where some gentlemen wanted to talk about someone that they looked up to, but the parent didn't necessarily approve of it.
Mm. That's not really what this is about.
Mm-mm. It's not. And I would ask that the parents, instead of trying to direct the child, find out why they look up to this person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But can I ask who the person was?
It was two separate scenarios. One scenario, the person that the kid looked up to was a basketball player in the area.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And okay. I said, I wish that they would have allowed that child to do that, because that basketball player in the area should know that there are people that's looking up to him.
Yes.
That would be serving both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This basketball player would be like, dang, it's 12 and 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds that's looking up to me and I'm only 17?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought that would have been powerful, but the parents looked at it more like, well, what has that person done for you? That person hasn't, you know, find out what that person has done for them.
I'm going to say, clearly there's something.
And the other was NBA Youngboy. They looked up to NBA Youngboy. And I know initially, you're like, what? What are they looking up to NBA Youngboy for? Find out versus, I would like to hear why a middle schooler says they look up to NBA Youngboy. I would like to hear that.
I'm sure we'll ask mine.
I would like to hear that. I would like to know why. It was interesting. I was at Isaiah's school yesterday, and they had like a parent-teacher conference type deal. And I was looking through his English folder.
Mm-hmm.
And he had brought me one of his classmates' English folder. I'm looking through his, and they had to quote a lyric or quote something, and the student actually quoted an NBA Youngboy lyric. But then, very intelligently applied those lyrics to his life. And the idea that, you know, he said that he has a bunch of friends that are in gangs and stuff like that, but he doesn't feel like he has to be in the game because he has bigger goals and bigger dreams, and that's some of the things that NBA Youngboy talked about in that lyric that he quoted. I'm not saying all of his music, but in that lyric that he quoted, that's what he got from it. So again, I know when we were younger, we looked up to people that our parents looked at us like, what? Why do you look up to Tupac? He's spitting on cameras and getting thug life on his stomach and whoop-de-whoop. And why are you looking up to Master P's and whoop-de-whoop? Find out why they look up to these people versus shooting them down and telling them they can't look up to these people.
I'm going to keep it hot.
Go ahead.
When you said somebody looked up to NBA Youngboy, I said, well, where your report card?
All A's.
I want
it. No cap. All A's. I'm not lying to y'all, man. All A's. A very smart individual. Very, very smart. But what, Roxy? I know. It sounds crazy.
What? Why did you address me? Because, I didn't say anything.
Because you're giving me these looks. You're giving me these looks.
I didn't say anything.
This morning, I have middle schooler, Nasir Newkirk, and he would like to let you know who it is that he looks up to. Talk to him, Nas.
My name is Nasir Newkirk. I attend Northern Guilford Middle School. The person I look up to is my dad, Ivy Newkirk. My dad teaches me to work hard, give my all, and not look for shortcuts in life. My dad shows me how to be successful without looking for help. My granddad taught him, and he is teaching me. He shows me how to be a provider and to know nothing is given, everything is worked for. My dad does not say much, but his actions show me what I need to strive to be as a man when I grow. Thank you, Dad, for all that you are to me and my mom. Thank you for pushing me to be all that I can, to stand up for myself and work hard for what I want in life.
It's just that simple, man. Who is it that you look up to? Hit us up, 3Live Crew, 102 Jams, 3Live Crew@gmail.com is where you can send the audio, and we can play yours tomorrow.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and B.I.C.
The writing guidelines and minimum down payment requirements apply.
The Re-Up. If you're trying to go to Ski Fest with us Saturday, call up right now, man. 336-680-1021 and play Snow Cap.
102 Jams.
It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. 3Live Crew is on your radio in Big Rock. What are we doing on Saturday?
We going skiing.
Yeah, we are, man. 3Live Ski Fest goes down, man. This is the third year?
Yes.
Third time's a charm, man. I'm going to be a fool up there on the mountain this time.
Yes,
I can't wait
I
to get
am.
My snowboard. Man, I'm going to be so ready, bro. Have my goggles on. Have my daggone toboggan. Mm-hmm. My jacket, boots, bib, ready.
Okay. Gonna have all that, huh?
I'm gonna have all that. And somebody's going with us. We just gotta play a good game of snowcap. Y'all ready?
We ready.
All right. Up first, we got Jakiya calling from Greensboro. How you doing, Jakiya?
I'm doing good.
No doubt, Mama. And we got Christacia calling from Winston. How you doing, Christacia?
I'm doing well.
All right, man. It's simple.
Greensboro versus Winston,
Big Rock.
All right.
But two spots on the party bus to go to Ski Fest. Let's play snowcap.
Permanent ice and snow cover 25% of the Earth's surface.
Jakiya, is that snow or cap?
Snow.
Roxy, Jakiya says that's snow right there.
That is all cap.
Is that all cap?
That's cap. Mm. Permanent ice and snow cover 12% of the Earth's surface.
It was on the numbers. Jakiya, we got to get you out of there from Greensboro. Christacia, you coming from Winston-Salem. That's how it's going down. Have you ever gone skiing before?
I have not.
Well, you're going to get your very first touch of it, or your very first taste of it, I should say, this Saturday at Beach Mountain, 3Live Ski Fest. Who you bringing with you?
Ashley.
All right, say no more, man. You and Ashley meet us Saturday. We're going to hop on that party bus, get real good, get some good breakfast, then get good and toasty, head up to the mountains, and have a great time, baby.
Yeah, we are.
I'm excited, man. Year three, baby. Year three for the 3Live Ski Fest, man. Third time's a charm, baby.
So what you going to have this? What you going to have?
Oh,
what you going to come with?
Ready, bro. Goggles, toboggan, bib, jacket, boots. We ready.
How much of that stuff do you have right now?
You're not going to have boots.
How much of that?
They're going to give us all that. They're going to give me my boots. They're going to give me. I'm probably going to use their bib.
Okay, what you going to have? What you going to come with?
What I bring? Oh, I'm coming with some goggles and some. And I don't know if I'm going to have some gloves, but I'm definitely going to have some goggles.
You going to have no gloves?
And a hat.
Do you have any of that right now?
Huh?
I said, do you have any of that right now?
Well, I'm up here at work. You know I ain't got nothing up here at work with me, bro. Come on, man.
Ain't got nothing at home either.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about what I'm doing. I'm going to come. I'm going to be so fresh. Y'all going to be so mad.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all watch.
Oh, yeah.
People already tell me where I can get the goggles from, so I'm already on it.
I think I'm going to be so laughing. Just having a good old time.
It's 13 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you're listening to the 3Live Crew right here on 102 Jams.
I thought it was just me and Drank, but anti-vegan is real, and vegan hate is real.
What?
Now, you know, every time me and Drank talk about vegans, we do so, and it's not really in a loving manner.
Nah,
they
it's
tend
really
to kind of get they tend to kind of get on our nerves. I don't really know why. I could never explain it, but people who are vegans, they just rub me the wrong way. I don't think always.
Not the actual person.
Not the actual person.
The fact that you're being vegan.
The fact that they're vegan, though. Yeah. And they always have to talk about it and announce it to everybody.
And let you know how it's just as good as regular food.
Yes. It gets on my nerves. Yeah. It gets on my nerves.
And... A lot of people are vegan.
No, that's not necessary.
You don't have to go there.
That's not necessary.
Everything's so healthy.
Hey, you ain't lost weight. Hey, you want to just force it out anyway.
Yes, I did.
Well, fine. Okay. Say it then.
Go ahead. It's gone.
Go ahead. You have to go forward.
Fat shame then. Fat shame the vegans.
Well, wait, hey. Whatever y'all want to call it out there, let it be that then.
Look, we're not the only ones, though.
Who else?
We are not the only ones. Experts say that people tend to hate vegans, and there are a lot of reasons why.
Wait, can we stop saying hate vegans? We don't hate vegans. We just hate the fact that they're vegan. There's a difference.
Every time you eat meat around them, they got to bring up why meat bad. That is the truth. Now, that's the truth.
That's not true.
Experts say one reason we hate them. One reason we dislike their lifestyle. One reason we dislike the vegan lifestyle is because vegans appear to come off more righteous to people that are not vegan.
That's true.
Like I just said.
That's true.
When you sitting there eating your burger, oh, look at you eating that flesh.
That's true.
They also say that people are threatened by people who have similar morals than them, but they're willing to go further and be more disciplined with their morals. So what they mean by that is they say people generally believe that eating meat is wrong and there's like something not right about eating meat, but vegans actually act on it.
Yeah.
Like they act on it and they cut it out from their diet, but those still eating meat like feel some type of way about that.
A little bit.
Like they're not doing enough with their morals.
Oh, you done tried to out Jesus me. That's what pretty much.
Yes. They done a little bit more than you.
So it's really you analyzing yourself
your
and feeling
own
a little guilty.
Self and feeling a way about your own self.
That's another good point.
Now the first one I do really agree with.
Yeah.
I do think that people who are vegan, they do come off like they are just so
righteous.
Because they don't eat meat. The second one, maybe not so much, because I don't have a problem with meat eaters.
Yeah.
But those are reasons why vegan hate is real.
I mean, I will say that I have thought to myself, you know, going out there and seeing a cow and killing it and then like chopping it up so that we can consume it. It is something a little strange about that.
That is the circle of life.
I understand.
Go out there in the wild and watch them animals.
Like, that's
watch
just,
them animals
would you rather
on
run
animals.
It down and jump on its back and bite its neck?
But we got to frickazee it, bro.
Rip the skin back.
We got to frickazee it, though. You got to get it, chop it up, and they're going to put it in quarters. And, like, it's just something that's a bit carnivorous about that, if that's a word. And I'm a carnivore, so I don't mind that. I get it, but so I do understand that the guilty aspect of it. I just never thought that deep into it. That's a very good point, though, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good point, especially with the daggone righteous part. That was a very good one. They do sit up there holier than thou. Plant-based burgers. That doesn't even make sense.
Cauliflower wings.
Show smooth if you ever. I'm going to put some barbecue sauce on some broccoli sprouts and call it cauliflower buffalo wings. Dang, man. Safari ain't been on the record since then, I don't believe, Bit Rock. 21 minutes after 7.
What you say?
I don't think Safari been on the record since then.
Okay.
I don't, man.
Why are you bringing up Safari? Safari is happy. Him and Erica Mena just had their baby, a little baby girl. Everybody's moved on.
I just remember when he was Nicki's puppet.
Did his mole pop off?
His mole pop off?
What you talking about?
You know, my man leaked his news so he can get that mole and threw it in the nasty
M-O-L-D,
stores.
M-O-L-D, the mole.
Did his mole. M-O-L-D, yeah. Did his mole pop off? Was the ladies in the streets?
Was that a success, Rob?
Was that a success?
I don't know.
Did the sale of the Safari mold, did it sell out?
I don't know. Let me forget about that.
You got my boy leaked his own news doing it. You got a deal off it. Tell everybody doing it.
Roxy just let us know that you vegan haters are not alone. There are reasons why we don't like the vegan lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Reason number one, vegans always seem like they're just so self-righteous. They're just better than everybody else. Oh, look at us. We don't eat animals, and we don't eat flesh. We just eat plant-based.
Gotta announce it somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow they gotta announce it.
Yeah.
And tell everybody.
Like, I'm talking about you.
That they doing it.
All y'all together. Yo, let's go out to eat. Where y'all trying to go eat at? Just make sure they have vegan options. No. Goodness. No, we're not going to make sure they have vegan options. Goodness. We're going to go where the group wants to go, and you better find something. You better eat some lettuce, or you better get a salad or something. Don't try to.
Salad for her, please. No cheese at all.
Gosh,
no cheese.
No cheese, man.
Balsamic,
you vegans.
Balsamic vinaigrette.
Oof. And the second reason why is because some carnivores might feel a little guilty that you're eating flesh and know that it isn't morally right 100%. And because these vegans are so pro-morals, they're like, oh, look at you, scoffing at you. You feel a little just like, well, damn, maybe I shouldn't be eating this flesh like this.
You feel guilty.
Yeah.
You feel guilty sitting there eating that meat, really.
Mm.
Drink said we should just take it back to the old days. We just jumped out there and did what, Drink?
Just go out there and just jump on something on his back.
Yeah.
Bite into it.
Yeah.
Now.
No, thank you. Good morning.
All right, Drake and say, rip the skin back. You know what I mean? Hey, look. Hey, look, I'm all about that hog tied biting on down in. You know what I mean? I love broccoli. Yeah. I love it. You know what I mean? But I'm all about that flesh. Yeah. You know what I mean? I want to bite into something and know that somebody killed that thing for me, put that thing on the juice out the bun, put that thing on the stove, put that thing in the oven, put a little butter on it, a little honey.
Yeah, honey.
And it's gone. But look here, Dragon Boy, when you said rip that skin back, boy, I'm gonna wreck my truck, buddy.
Yeah. Don't wreck your truck.
Don't wreck my 750.
Don't wreck your truck.
My 750. I appreciate you. You be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. 102 Jams, 727, y'all. 33 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Right now, this Geico commercial is being broadcast across the radio.
736, y'all. 24 minutes until 8 o'clock. Three Live Crew is on your radio saying good morning to you, baby.
Tell you who's not saying good morning.
Who's that?
Javonte Davis. Had to turn himself in yesterday, y'all. Yep.
You said that boy was going to get an assault charge, right?
I told you.
You said that.
Something was going to go down, and it went down. Yesterday, he had to turn himself in. He was charged with one count of simple battery, simple battery domestic violence. Mm. And it's all from that video that went viral of him on February 1st snatching up his baby mama. Looked like choking her up, yanking her up by her throat, carrying her on out. Nobody stopped to intervene. Everybody just recorded and watched. That's an even more disturbing part of the conversation that I hadn't even considered till I was talking to my homegirls the other day.
Mm. That's the state of the mentality of people these days. So who was that in here telling us about a video that they saw where a kid got stabbed at the mall?
No, well, I didn't see the video, but it was a story. Like a kid got, it was like a huge brawl. The kid ended up getting stabbed and people just recorded him dying.
Yeah. Watched him bleed
out. No one called the police.
Yeah. That's where we at. Everybody wants it on the social.
It is just so strange. Yeah. But yes, Javonte Davis, like I said, he was arrested. We have not heard from him since he was arrested, so we have no statement from him as of right now. But, you know, when the situation went down, he put on his Instagram story. I never once hit her. Yeah, I was aggressive, and I told her to come on. That's the mother of my child. I would never hurt her. That was his statement then, so we'll just have to, you know, wait and see what he has to say now.
Mm. 22 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock, y'all. 3 Live on your radio.
Mm. Being from Baltimore and having CTE don't mix.
Agreed. Agreed. In 15 minutes, it will be 8 o'clock. But right now, it's time for what?
Birthday trivia.
Yep.
I've got some celebrity birthdays here in front of me along with clues. If you know whose birthday it is, based on my clues, your name is your buzzer. Please keep in mind, shenanigans will result in the loss of a point.
Can we ask a question?
Can we
just say something?
What?
Real quick. Can we just have like 10 seconds, 20 seconds of your time?
What?
once it's the game is over and the points have already been given, can we at least get a chance to celebrate our victory? Does that have to be under the umbrella of shenanigans?
If I deem your celebration shenanigans, you will be Dr.
Her deeming is something else. It's very deemy.
Just down, depends, bro, on how I feel that day.
Oh, you're deemy.
Do y'all have any more questions?
I bet you redeem all your codes when you get things.
Okay. Are we in the game now?
No, not yet. I don't think you started yet.
It's what? Do y'all have any more? Yeah, ma'am.
Boy, you're
more
a
questions.
Demon.
All right, Drake, do you understand?
Yes, demon.
Ooh. You've been warned.
You've been warned.
Dot, do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, here we go.
Yes, ma'am.
Got to, bro.
You all right, this guy... He's a rapper that doesn't get tired.
Dot.
Who is Kevin Gates?
Kevin Gates is correct. Drake, to steal a point, how old is Kevin Gates?
First of all, he has girth, so he gets tired.
Kevin Gates has lost a lot of weight.
And he got tired. 30.
That is incorrect. Dot, how old is Kevin Gates?
31.
That is incorrect as well. Kevin Gates is 34 today. 34. Mm. Next up, this guy is a legendary baseball player, mm-hmm, nicknamed the Hammer.
Drakus!
Drank.
Nicknamed what? The Hammer?
Yes. I need an answer in 3, 2, 1. Nothing.
Hank Aaron?
Yes.
Hank Aaron is correct. Hank Aaron is correct.
I'm about to say my man.
To
42.
Steal a point. To steal a point, how old is Hank Aaron?
Hank Aaron, 78.
That is incorrect. Dang. Drake, how old is Hank Aaron?
Dang. You said 78? Oh, no. 82.
That is incorrect, but closer. 86 today. 86. Mm. The score is currently tied 1-1. Last on the list here. This is a singer who started with New Edition and ended.
Drakus.
Drank.
Johnny Gill.
That is incorrect. Dot started with New Edition, ended up solo. It's his prerogative.
I tried to steal one.
Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown is correct.
I went for it all. 4th and 2. I said, you know what? Read option.
Drankins, you can still tie the game if you tell me, how old is Bobby Brown?
How's none of this shenanigans?
You've been warned, Dot.
Yeah.
You've been warned.
Bending
now,
back.
I'm sick of you.
Interrupted me.
You've been warned, sir.
Interrupted me. I got to get it together, Roxy. Give me a second. Okay.
Bobby now, Drankins, how old is Bobby Brown?
Bobby Brown.
Sick of your shenanigans. You.
Is Bobby Brown. He 52.
That is incorrect. Gosh. Dot, how old is Bobby Brown?
55.
That is incorrect. You were so close, Drake. 51. And with a score of 2-1, Dot, you are victorious in birthday trivia today.
Thank you.
If it is your birthday out there, celebrate. Happy birthday
celebrate.
To you.
Let's celebrate your win.
Thank you, Roxy. Are we done?
When I tell you, yes, you're just we're like, done.
You're a hoe. I'm sick of your crap. I said one damn thing, and that shenanigans. This dude over here having a whole comedy set, previewing his show tomorrow, Giggles and Drakus. He give you a whole comedy hour, and you say you just laugh and laugh and laugh. I say one thing, and it's, oh, you've been what? You've been what? What the hell
you
is
were out of line. I was about to give my answer, and it threw me off. I was one age away. I said 52, he's 51.
Can you please put my point up there? And you didn't put my point from yesterday.
Yeah, I got to put your point up there from yesterday. Uh-oh, Dot is catching up with Drake.
Thank you.
I think I got a few points missing.
No, you don't.
Man, this game is some cock and doodle. We know the key. It's Black History Month, ain't it? The entire month of February. I was checking in with my son, asking him what they were doing over there for Black History Month this year.
What'd he say?
He said he not sure. He don't think they're doing anything.
Mm.
I said, not even in social studies? Said, I'm not sure, I'll check.
I mean, if we ain't kicked it off.
Yeah, we ain't kicked it off, y'all ain't doing nothing, son.
Yeah.
Man. Y'all ain't doing nothing, son. Seven minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock. I took my girl down, she's out of here. 3 Live Crew on your radio. And for Black History Month this year, for the past couple years, we've been doing it a little different on the 3 Live Crew. Instead of, you know, hitting you with the Black history facts like so many people do, which are important. We're not saying that those aren't important and those shouldn't be taught to your children and things of that nature. More importantly for us, man, we wanted to know who the next generation is looking up to now. Middle schoolers, high schoolers, who are they looking up to? Who do they look up to for Black history, for Black excellence? And we just asking that you send us 60-second clips of yourself, if you're in middle school or high school, or your kids or your students, to 102jams3livecrew@gmail.com. Send us a 60-second clip. Let us know who it is you look up to. This morning, we have Nasir Newkirk. Roxy really likes this one. Nas, who is it that you look up to, good brother?
My name is Nasir Newkirk. I attend Northern Guilford Middle School. The person I look up to is my dad, Ivy Newkirk. My dad teaches me to work hard, give my all, and not look for shortcuts in life. My dad shows me how to be successful without looking for help. My granddad taught him, and he's teaching me. He shows me how to be a provider and to know nothing is given, everything is worked for. My dad does not say much, but his actions show me what I need to strive to be as a man when I grow. Thank you, Dad, for all that you are to me and my mom. Thank you for pushing me to be all that I can, to stand up for myself and work hard for what I want in life.
My dad doesn't talk much was the most accurate thing that boy said in there now.
That's the truth.
Now, Ivy don't speak much, but you definitely respect him as a man, though. He's definitely a man's man. Big shouts to him. Big shouts to his wife, Sherry. Nas, I appreciate you very much for participating.
Yeah, I really love that one.
She really did. And Jason hit me up because Jason Keefe's son, Nick Keefe, did one. And he looked up to LeBron James.
Yes.
And Jason was jealous because Nick didn't look up to him.
Shut up, Jason.
756.
He don't. You don't shoot no basketball. Nick, go out there and beat you right now.
4 minutes. It'll be eight.
Nick get 21. Drink. You still on sale.
Drink.
So no.
That's a vibe. You wanna vibe.
Find it in your Grocer's International aisle.
The re-up.
Are you trying to go to the Three Live Ski Fest? If so, you need to call right now and play Snowcap.
102. Jams.
It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Three Live Crew is on your radio, and it's time to give those final slots to go with us. Where, B-Rock?
Skiing!
We're going to skiing, man. Ski Fest, Beach Mountain this Saturday. We got a party bus. It is going to be super lit. Then on the way back, of course, we got to sit through that torment of the Duke Carolina game. I'm not even excited about the game, B-Rock. Are you excited about the game this weekend?
Yeah.
You still have you got good excitement about it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. 11 minutes after 8 now, we're moving. Drankins, are you ready to play Snowcap?
I'm always ready.
All right, we got Crystal calling from Las Vegas this morning. How you doing, Crystal?
Good, how are you?
Doing great, sweetheart. And we got O calling from the Trey Bit Rock.
What's up, O? What?
I think you said,
what up with you?
Oh, there he is.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. I was like, what?
I didn't know either. All right, man. It's time to play Snowcap to give one of you a spot on our party bus to go to Three Live Ski Fest. Let's play Snowcap.
Snow is actually clear, but appears white because of the way visible.
Oh. Crystal, is that snow or cap?
Snow.
Roxy, Crystal say that's snow.
That is snow.
Is that snow?
That is snow, yes. Yeah. Snow is clear, but it appears white because of the way visible light waves from the sun are diffused in each snowflake.
Wow. Trey, you know, you know what that means, right?
Hey,
congratulations, Crystal. You're going to Ski Fest.
Yeah, girl.
Now listen, did you really know that, or were you guessing?
I really did know the answer to that one.
Okay. I had no clue. Wow, I just thought it fell from the sky as white. Ain't that crazy? Well, listen, congratulations. Drankin says that there will be snow on the mountain for us Saturday while we up there at Beach Mountain. So we're going to get the ski and snowboard and tube and have a great time. Who you bringing, Crystal?
I don't know yet.
Uh-oh. Hey. Keep that part. Keep that party pass ticket. You got the up on somebody. Somebody got to work for that.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, sir.
Right.
But we will see you Saturday, mom. Congratulations.
Thank you.
After 8 o'clock, y'all. Three Live Crew is on your radio. This is 102 Jams. And last hour, Roxy was giving us an update about Gervonta Davis. And being locked up. He's not looking good for the homies.
Yeah, he turned himself in yesterday.
She told us last week that Buddy was going to catch an assault charge. Mm-hmm. And I'd be damned if he did.
Mm-hmm.
Got a young lady on the phone. Rock said she had something she would like to add to the conversation.
Okay.
What's on your mind, Bob?
Well, I don't know how true it is, of course, but they were saying that, him being a boxer, he's a part of Floyd Mayweather's money team or whatever, but they're not that cool because Gervonta was dating one of Floyd's exes. And the reason why he got all mad and yoked his baby mama up like that is because when they went to whatever event that was, she was sitting with Floyd's team. And I guess he felt like it was disrespectful and Floyd, you know, trying to get at his baby mama or whatever. So that's what he was mad about. And that's why he grabbed her up like that.
Does that make it okay for you?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
We had the exact same call like last week when Roxy reported this story. A young lady called up and was giving us a bit of the tea on that situation with Floyd and the ex-girlfriend and all that. And we asked her the same question. Did that make it acceptable at that point? And she answered the same way you just answered. No, it doesn't. So
it doesn't. Like, I mean, because first of all, that's the team that you are part of. And if you decide to be a part of that team and that's the situation that you bring her in, that was your choice. And on top of that, if y'all aren't together, you don't really have a say in that. And then on top of that, I mean, you should be able to think that she has enough respect for you to not try Lord like that or whatever the case may be. So no, he wasn't right in that situation at all.
On top of all of that, grabbing somebody by the throat and trying to make them go somewhere is just out of line.
That's really the bottom line.
Yeah. Regardless of what company they're in or any of that, like.
Right. And it was only one dude sitting there. So they saying that's the dude that was part of Mayweather's team? Because it was only one guy.
Well, if it wasn't really enough to, I don't know if that was their section in general or if they were coming or if it was just that one guy and maybe he was Floyd's right-hand man and he, got the girls for him or whatever the case may be. I mean, it ain't right either way.
I appreciate your call, mama.
No problem. Y'all have a good day.
That's my
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. Good morning to you. It's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. And yes, we just gave away spots to our party bus because we're going skiing Saturday. Goggles on deck, baby. You're a super hater. You got what I want and what I need.
Now, earlier I asked y'all if you watched any of Donald Trump's State of the Union.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here, you didn't.
Hmm?
You didn't. And you know what? Why did you do that?
What?
Why did you just lie for no reason?
I believed
it
when he said he did.
I did watch a little bit of it. I saw when he turned around and gave the president and the speaker his speech and then didn't shake the speaker's hand. And then that's all I saw.
I thought that was kind of funny. So they got to write their speech down and hand it to people?
I guess so.
Y'all this morning.
What if I want us to be original and say this after my?
But the point, shut up.
Okay.
What I was trying to get to was all the drama of it, honey. When he would not shake Nancy Pelosi's hand. Yeah. I mean, the drama. And then when Donald Trump's speech was over, the speech that he handed at the beginning, she ripped that thing, threw it to the side.
Did she?
Yes.
As everybody else is clapping, she's not. She's standing ripping. Like it was bills.
Ripping.
No, we ripped bills up. We know
what?
I did that yesterday.
I'm talking about, y'all not a high priority bill.
Do it.
Yeah,
like
ripping them.
They should just fight.
And that'd get it over
chain.
With.
Yeah, that'll be off the chains. 826, y'all. Did you watch the State of the Union? And all of it, it's your girl, Queen. 102 Jams, it's 829, y'all. 3 Live Crew on your radio. And yes, we are sending you to see the sneak preview of the photograph next Wednesday.
Geico presents quick ways to change your
life. Oh, nah, nah. It's 102 Jams.
Osama bin
Laden. That's never good though to me. I don't care, y'all.
Never.
20 minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock. You're listening to the 3 Live Crew on 102 Jams.
One quick story, Roxy. We were talking about the stripper bowl.
Yep.
And how the strippers were mad. Well, I think it's two people they ought to be mad at. Well, that one lady
Now, one lady, she scooped up $3,000 in a bag, and they caught her there. I'm talking, she had that bag stuffed and was fighting for that bag. I'm talking about trying to say anything. I'm going to sue y'all. Baby done picked up $3,000 in the bag. And talking about she going to sue them.
Yeah.
Another video of another guy. He in his car. He got away. Mm. Oh, he pulling money out of his drawers.
Oh, my gosh.
Out of his socks. Out of his joggers.
Where was security?
Roxy.
So busy watching the strippers.
Yeah.
Making sure they didn't pick up money they worked for. And other people was getting away with money.
That would have been me.
So I just want to say, Roxy, they may not have got paid because two people got it. Hey,
no,
a lot of that might have happened. Those only two we know about. A lot of that might have happened. Now, I gave y'all a story 2 days ago, and Roxy, you were laughing at it, but Dot, you still with your boy. You still with your boy.
Who, Wayne?
Lil Wayne. Now, he didn't know who QC was. He didn't know that was Migos Nim.
You done got more dirt on Wayne just so you can laugh at it.
He didn't know who TDE was, Kendrick Nim. He thought they was talking about the money team now.
I'm sick of your crap.
I'm about to let you hear this right here, and I'm telling you, boy, that boy has been on drugs.
You know, Kanye West got Sunday service.
I don't know that. What?
Kanye West got Sunday service. Like, when he goes out, he does church.
Yeah, he does, like, a church Sunday thing. Like a
sermon. Y'all, Lil Wayne's face melted. Like, he was standing looking at, he was like...
Why are you so shocked at the things that Wayne don't know?
Turn his head to the side. I wish I was as clueless as Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne is just living his life.
Sounds like it.
He ain't on social media worried about what nobody else is doing except his own self.
Can you imagine that? Seriously.
I wish I was as clueless as that man.
For a second though, Drake, I know you're saying, okay, it's the drugs, but can you just imagine just being oblivious to Lizzo at the Lakers game? Being oblivious.
I like that part of it.
I don't know nothing about this.
Nothing about nothing.
I don't know anything about this.
I like that. But... It's not because he's just not.
I think it's because Lil Wayne just minds his business and doesn't care.
Give me a percentage
he's
of what you think.
He's not on social media like that. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get on the blogs, scrolling, trying to see what people saying about him. If he's on there, he just doesn't care.
I would love to see what he does every day. Like, how do you walk around and be that oblivious?
How do you walk around and be that oblivious? You get 2 styrofoam cups.
No, man.
You get some ice. You get some Jolly Ranchers. You get some Sprite. You get some codeine promethazine.
I woke up a couple meal on my pillow. It's 8:49, 11 minutes until 9 o'clock. Rock's in here trying to daggone be disrespectful to Lil Wayne, but I'm not going to let it ride, folks.
I'm not.
Hey, Rock.
All I did was tell the truth.
Hey, Doc.
Nah, that ain't the truth. You don't know that to be accurate.
They say my boy got them backwoods hanging out his head. They called his dreads backwoods.
11 minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock. I heard you, Drink. I heard you. Shut up.
Y'all, why won't Tierra Marie just pay 50 cents his money?
She still ain't paid that.
Because she likes us talking about her. I'm serious. I'm
money.
Convinced.
Why won't she? But
Doc. She doesn't have it.
No, she doesn't have it.
She doesn't have it. What have I done to have that much money? What do you think I've done to have that much money?
Tierra Marie got to pay 50 cents, $30,000.
That's it.
Okay.
I mean, that's
but
a
now,
lot.
But now, a judge has tacked on an additional $5,000 because she's
goodness.
Not complying.
Oh, my goodness.
And 50 cents is like, you know what? I'm not going to let up. No. I ain't gonna let up. My foot is on your neck, and I'm not letting up.
Let me tell you who don't need $35,000. 50. That's not like $35,000 will not make or break 50 Zed. At this point, it is the principle and it is the trolling of the situation.
I think it's more the trolling than the principle.
Yeah,
that,
you're probably right.
It's more the troll at this point.
You're probably right, B-Rock.
But isn't it the principle that makes him troll?
Nah.
No, 50's just a troll.
Yeah.
It's just his personality.
Yeah, but that's his principle, though. You know, when people owe me money, I go get my money. So he got the troll. That's his principle.
That is his thing.
No,
you owe 50 money.
Dude, that started from trolling, though.
You think so?
Yes.
It's chicken and the egg
And then people got to laughing at it and carrying on.
He knew
he's like the kid in class that has the audience. And once everybody laughs, he goes.
But it don't be lies, though.
They be owing
people
money.
Really do owe him money.
Now that is true. Now 50 ain't lied about somebody owing him money.
You remember when they had that party in Atlanta and Bow Wow was up there taking all that money from 50 and throwing it out there in the crowd?
Hey.
Remember that?
Hey, what's even funnier was 50 let him do it. Just to set him up the next day with, hey, yo, Bow Wow.
All that money I gave you last night to throw, I need my money. You owe me money, man.
Lil Duval was like, I ain't throwing none of 50.
Oh, God.
Money.
I ain't touching
it. Nah, I'm not touching
it. Remember when Timmy had to come back? First, he got out there real hard. I mean, I don't owe no 50. But then he came in. All right, look, everybody.
Wait, did you even finish the story? Is she going to pay 50?
Oh, to hell with it now. We done got off topic.
She ain't paying him, man.
Well, she going to got it. You said.
She don't.
All week long, we've been playing them back. For Black History Month, we want to hear from middle schoolers and high schoolers right here on 102 Jams. Through Live Crew has put out the Amber Alert, I guess. Well, maybe not an Amber
Let's
Alert.
Let's not call it that.
I didn't mean to call it an Amber Alert. I was about to say the Bat Signal, but that didn't really apply either.
The Bat Signal?
We just put out the call. There are any middle schoolers and high schoolers that would like to let us know in 60 seconds who it is you look up to. We would love to hear from you and play you back on the Three Live Crew.
We put out the Viking horn.
See? No. That
like,
didn't work.
You don't like my Viking? You don't like my...
No. This morning we have 7th grade and Nasir Newkirk. Who you look up to, Nas?
My name is Nasir Newkirk. I attend Northern Guilford Middle School. The person I look up to is my dad, Ivy Newkirk. My dad teaches me to work hard, give my all, and not look for shortcuts in life. My dad shows me how to be successful without looking for help. My granddad taught him, and he's teaching me. He shows me how to be a provider and to know nothing is given, everything is worked for. My dad does not say much, but Jackson showed me what I need to strive to be as a man when I grow. Thank you, Dad, for all that you are to me and my mom. Thank you for pushing me to be all that I can, to stand up for myself and work hard for what I want in life.
I do have teachers that have said that they're willing to give their students extra credit on homework and things of that nature if they participate. We appreciate that. Any yes. parents that would like to get their children that are in middle school or high school to participate, my folk Moody just hit me up talking about Lil Wayne. But Moody, if you're still listening, I need Jordan to send me one. I need to know who Jordan Moody looks up to. If you are in middle school or high school, all you have to do is send us a 60-second clip to 102jams3livecrew@gmail. And that joint will definitely get on the air. 5 minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock. DJ Lil Vegas is in here getting ready to mix your socks off.
Time, y'all.
The re-up.
Ooh, we're getting into it a little late, but here go DJ Lil Vegas mixing, 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 mixing.
102 Jams.
It's 9:13, man. 13 minutes after 9 o'clock. Three Live Crew on your radio. And yes, tomorrow we are playing Snowcap, and we will give away more passes to party with us on our party bus to Three Live Ski Fest.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going down Saturday, man. Super excited about it. Super excited about it. And if you're in the city, you're looking for something to do tonight, the Greensboro Swarm got a basketball game. Got a game tonight. Got a game Friday. Come out, check out some area basketball. Super dope.
How's the season going?
We made some adjustments and got some new players, and we've had a bit of a winning streak. The last three home games, we won two of them.
Okay.
So that's a bit of a turnaround on the season.
Is there a winning record?
No, not yet. Not a winning record yet, but we are making those.
Making strides?
Like, yeah, it seems like Coach Wolf is starting to play guys, and they're starting to get some chemistry, and it seems like it might be starting to come around a little bit.
Okay. Joel out there balling?
Joel is out there playing well. He's not starting yet, still coming off the bench, but when he gets in, he's very, very effective.
Yeah.
Very effective, man. This next couple of months, though, will be the back end of the season. And the front end, they had a lot of away games.
Okay.
So it'll be a lot of home games this month and next month. So I'll let y'all know about some games, man. Y'all can come out and support the Swarm, man, and just have a good time out there.
All right.
It's 9:14, man. 14 minutes after 9 o'clock. DJ Lil Vegas. Mind your business, IG Live. Don't worry about what my breakfast look like. It's 9:27.
Hey, Keon, minutes. He brought chicken wings and ribs, barbecue ribs, baked bean, macaroni cheese up in here at 9:27, Keon.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing fried on there.
Keon don't care.
Keon don't care.
He don't do it.
Nah. We gonna kid
it here. Anyway.
What?
Trainers don't care, really. They really don't care. Hey, don't let them fool you actually about your diet and stuff before it gets started, because they really don't care, y'all. They gonna dog you anyway.
I'm about to say, you gonna die
regardless. They gonna dog you anyway.
Right now, this Geico commercial is being broadcast across the...
102 Jams is 9:37, y'all. 23 minutes, and it will be 10 a.m. Three Live Crew is on your radio, and It's only so many people that I will have a back and forth with on Twitter. And Roxy, your husband is one of those people.
Yeah. Like, I'm starting to think y'all just like a good back and forth.
We do.
Between the two.
Like, if he says something that I agree with, I just scroll past it. It's nothing real. But if he says something, I'm like, yes, sir, let's go. Because I respect his opinion on things, and we really go back and forth and have some good dialogue. But yesterday, he was wrong, Rock. And you even agree with me that he was wrong on that one.
Yes. We were not on the same side with this.
What is wrong about?
Ja Morant, of course, Andre Iguodala does not want to be in Memphis. So so they're trying to see where they can send him. Well, rumor has it that he could go to the Clippers, which would really upgrade them. Can you see how many defensive?
That'd be sickening.
My God,
coming off the bench, that'd be sickening.
OD. So now I don't know. Maybe somebody can help me with this part because I don't know what the initial conversation was that Ja Morant was having about Andre Iguodala not being a Grizzly, but whatever it was, it prompted Steph Curry to post a picture on his IG story of Andre Iguodala holding up a championship trophy. And he had the emoji with the finger in the middle of the mouth, just basically said, shh, like, shut, like, you don't have to say nothing. So when he posted that, Ja Morant posted a picture of Kevin Durant holding the NBA championship trophy and the MVP and put, I guess, the, you know, you shut up, I guess, a counter to Steph Curry.
Steph. Mm-hmm.
So Chris, Roxy's husband, was on Twitter, and it was crazy because
he loves Steph, by the way.
Oh, super,
Steph
super.
Steph can do no wrong.
No wrong, ever. And he's like, Ja's out of line. He can't be coming at the vets like that. He just needs to sit down, young boy. You ain't got enough accolades. And I'm like, where I give you all of Steph's accolades. Nobody can minimize back-to-back MVPs, all of his championships, the greatness that he's done, the best shooter that the league has seen in the past 50 years. Nobody can argue any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But Ja was not out of line for defending himself on social media war when Steph came at him.
Out of nowhere.
Nobody was talking to Steph.
No one was talking to you.
So the picture of Iguodala holding the trophy with the emoji was a direct
response
to whatever Ja has said about Iguodala.
Like, I don't even remember how Ja came in because it started with another Grizzlies player, Memphis player saying that he'll be glad when they just trade him. Because at this point, Iguodala, he's like refusing to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's pouting because he's over there in Memphis and he doesn't want to be.
Yeah, he want to be on a contender. He's been in the mountaintop and he knows he's on the sunset of his career. So, of course, he wants to go somewhere where he can compete for a championship.
He wants to go back to that, yeah.
Understood. And that's what they're talking about amongst their organization.
Mm-hmm.
Steph, you don't have to play bouncer and come over here and play security for Andre Iguodala. He's a grown man. He's an NBA MVP, finals MVP. He can defend himself.
What if it was on some personal stuff like, you know, because they played together for a while. They got shifts together. What if that's his man?
So?
That's cool. Fine. If that's how you want to take it. But don't tell Ja Morant that he don't get to say nothing back to you because you have all these accolades. And that's where Chris and I were disagreeing at.
Yeah.
Like, if Steph want to be out there and defend Andre Iguodala, okay.
Then you can get these words too, Steph.
Facts.
You can get these words too. If you want to enter the chat,
yes,
then you can get it too.
Ja doesn't have to play the humble role because he's a rookie. And that's what Chris saying. Like, that's a vet. You don't come at a vet like that. These rookies and these youngsters need to just calm down. I agree. If Ja would have initially went at Steph, okay, I'm with Chris. But Steph came at Ja, and Ja has every right to defend himself, rookie or not.
I agree with. Well, this is where I stand with it. Like Steph jumped out there and played the young boy game, which is Twitter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And everything. Which is.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So when you jump in that realm,
you get what comes with that.
That is what it is. You know, understand
like
what I'm saying?
Nobody was talking to you.
Nobody was talking to Steph. Nobody was talking to Steph.
Where you been anyway? Ain't nobody said your name all season.
And that's
the point.
We
ain't talking about you.
And there's this stigma on Steph and Aisha them, like, you know, like, he's not one of the liked NBA players. Like, even though he's great at what he do, when they do stuff, people just be like, oh, sit down.
It's 9:48, 12 minutes to 10 o'clock. Free for all, final hour. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call, see if I could wish somebody a happy birthday.
Go ahead, baby.
It's DRL Tunes. Happy birthday. I love you, baby.
You said DRL Tunes?
Yeah.
It's Tunes' birthday.
It's Tunes' birthday.
Yeah.
That's what's
up. Happy birthday, Toons.
Happy birthday, Toons.
For sure. And who is this, woman?
Wait, wait, wait. Are you his lady?
No, this is my baby.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
You one of his models?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I do music, too.
Okay,
that's
for sure.
No doubt.
No, man, DRL Tunes, man.
We love Tunes,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we definitely do. Premier so graphic designer
in the area.
Got his own signature style. You know when you see it, when you see Tunes artwork. Big shout out to Tunes, man. Happy birthday to you, family.
Happy birthday, Tunes.
Yeah, that's dope.
All right, y'all have a good day.
You too, baby.
Yeah.
8 minutes, it'll be 10 o'clock, y'all. Three Live Crew is on your radio, and y'all know how we're doing it for Black History Month. If you don't, let us catch you up real quick. We want to hear from middle schoolers and high schoolers to let us know who they look up to. This is a perfect example.
My name is Nasir Newkirk. I attend Northern Guilford Middle School. The person I look up to is my dad, Ivy Newkirk. My dad teaches me to work hard, give my all, and not look for shortcuts in life. My dad shows me how to be successful without looking for help. My granddad taught him, and he's teaching me. He shows me how to be a provider and to know nothing is given, everything is worked for. My dad does not say much, but his actions show me what I need to strive to be as a man when I grow. Thank you, Dad, for all that you are to me and my mom. Thank you for pushing me to be all that I can, to stand up for myself and work hard for what I want in life.
It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Got on the phone. I gave a shout out to Sean Moody a second ago. He didn't already text me. Said he definitely going to get Jordan to do one.
Yes.
And any of the other basketball players out there that would like to get down.
Jordan going
to
be hot at you.
No, he ain't. Jordan wanted to do one last year.
Who said that?
He said Jordan wanted to do one last year.
Shut up. No work.
Here's the thing, though. We have not had any female representation.
Mm-hmm. We haven't?
Yeah.
We have not had any female rep. Well, I'm talking about this season.
Oh, you mean this season? Yeah, we did bring that back from last season. Yeah.
I do want Sinaji to get one, though. For sure.
One?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
All right, come on, my little lady.
Yeah, we need the ladies today to represent.
Come on now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's 6 minutes and it'll be 10 o'clock. Uh-huh. Three Live on your radio. Good morning.
So, the ladies, right?
They coming, we coming through?
They might not look up to nobody.
Yeah. They do. Shut up.
My grandmama is, I got the number one record. They acknowledge the jit. They going
crazy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.